My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Karen Lee Batten. Karen Lee, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I am so good. Thanks for having me, Matt. Awesome.
Yeah, anytime, Karen. So let's talk about your most recent tune that you released, I want to say a couple weeks ago, but within the last couple of weeks for sure, called The Trouble With Friends. It's a great tune. Been listening to this one. Tell us a little bit about your brand new one and the story behind it and kind of how that one came to be written.
It's a fun track. You know, I'm excited to perform that one, you know, especially on the big festival stages this coming summer, because I kind of giggle every time I sing this song. It was a co-write I wrote with Jeff Johnson. And when we started, the song just kind of came to us pretty quickly. Sometimes that doesn't happen when you're, you know, when you're a writer and you're co-writing, you know, sometimes it can drag on. But this one was a fun one and it kind of happened really fast. And the premise behind it, and I feel like we've sort of all been there, when you are going to just head out, you're going to meet your buddy or your girlfriend for like brunch, and then brunch turns into lunch. And then lunch kind of sort of turns into dinner because, you know, so-and-so walked in. And then, Matt arrived and Mike came in and said, oh, Sally, I haven't seen her in so long. And then the next thing you know, you're kind of sitting around the bar and it's like a big reunion. And, you know, it might be kind of at the nearest watering hole, you know, that sort of thing. And then in the song we say, and then it was last call, and you know.
I know it's a great song. And I'm curious kind of the writing process, and maybe this one specifically in particular. So when you are writing, what kind of comes first to you? Lyrics, melody, title? Is it different all the time? How is that process like for you?
It is different all the time. So for me, I love co-writing. That's my favorite, whether it's two or three. And I love having the combination of different opinions in the room. And so, you know, writer A might come up with a title first, and let's say I'm in a totally different co-write, and at that point the other writer might go, hey, I've got this tune, and they might start noodling something on a guitar, and I'm like, oh my word, that's so cool, let's go here with it. And then and then the lyrics come. But you know, a lot of times for me, like, I kind of write majority with piano at home, and I know a lot of people write with guitar. I'm, you know, I'm about a 1 out of 10 on guitar. So,
I very much doubt that. I'm sure you were awesome on guitar.
So I will write majority with piano. And for me, I usually kind of write out some lyrics at home first. And then then I'll kind of hook up with a writer and say, okay, here's kind of my brainstorm. And sometimes it flows exactly down the path of where we started. And then sometimes I look at what I started with and I'm like, whoa, like, we have gone a complete 180 and we're over here. But that's the joy of creativity, right? I mean, you just never know what you're going to get. And I mean, I love writing so much for all of those reasons. It makes me laugh because I'll go back and listen to the scratch tapes after I'm done a recording. And it is just an entirely different world.
Oh, my goodness. I love hearing kind of how songs come to be in that writing process. And again, joined right now by Karen Lee Batten. And you mentioned that you're looking forward to playing your new one for upcoming kind of summer festival season. Obviously, that is past, or we're looking forward to the next summer and the summer festival season. But have you had an opportunity to play this one live in any capacity, maybe acoustically? And if so, how has that gone for you?
I have, actually. It's kind of neat because you know, I mean, your friends and your family and, you know, your hometown, kind of, you know, when you're just, you know, new off of writing something, they're your guinea pigs, you know? So I definitely have. I've pulled this song out a few times, and of late I actually did a writer's round in my hometown of Langley, British Columbia, and with a couple of other writers as well, and was able to, you know, have 150 people in the room and pull this one out and kind of explain the story of how it all happened. And it went over really well. So, I mean, it makes you feel good to kind of, you know, hit the road with it. So we're excited with that. And we have the new video already cut. So we're just gearing up to release that video, which is hilarious, very funny shooting that video. And it's a bunch of people in my hometown, including some family members. My brother's in the video, first video ever he's ever been in, and his wife, my sister-in-law, she's popped into it, and then some regulars at the local watering hole.
Oh wow.
they're in it. So, you know, it's exactly what I intended the song to be about. We were able to kind of capture that, and I can't wait for that video to be out in public.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that. It sounds like it's with a lot of people in your life, sounds like it's going to be a special one for sure as well. Now, what's kind of coming up in the next little bit? Obviously, the keep promoting the new tune and the music video coming up. Are you able to take a little time off for Christmas, planning for 2024? What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit here?
Well, I will admit, and this isn't rubbing it in at all, but I did come home from Cabo yesterday.
Oh, okay. Wow. That is awesome.
I'm sorry. So I'm, you know, heading into the winter season with a tan, but so I did just snag that little holiday with my family, which was awesome. And then I'll be home for a little bit. I do an annual little away, like it's like a home vacay with my lovely mother. So it's our 8th annual little Christmas shopping trip, which we love to do. So that'll be next week, but it's local. It's like 45 minutes away, but we do a few nights. And then, I'm actually kind of getting into the writing feel again. We've actually got 3 singles and 2 videos already ready to go, which is pretty cool. So we're kind of, you know, focused on that, but I'm also writing at the same time. And then going into the new year, we'll be releasing those and gearing up to release the album and then kind of getting into all the festival season. We've got a big festival coming up in July that's already booked. And just, you know, yeah, it's called Gone Country. So it's a big one out our way, and it's a cancer fundraiser. And
awesome.
We've got some pretty big names that haven't been announced yet on it, but I know who they are.
Oh my goodness. I know this, it's way too early for that information to be public, but it sounds like there's a lot of awesome stuff on the way for you. You're going to be super busy. And if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new releases, the music video, upcoming shows, what are some social media platforms that you post to that people can follow along with what you're up to?
Oh, I would love that. Everything is just my full name, Karen Lee Batten, K-A-R-E-N. L-E-E. I know I did the boys version. It wasn't my call. It was kind of my mom. And then just my last name, B-A-T-T-E-N. And everybody can follow along on every platform you can think of. We are out there. And I would love to reach out, have anybody reach out. It's always me that responds to everybody. So please come and say hi. And I'd love to meet new people from across our country. Love that.
Fantastic. We cannot wait again to see what is on the way from you. And again, we're loving the sound of the new tune. Karen, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today and wish you all the best. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It means more to me than you can imagine.